Hello everyone and welcome back to another action-packed episode of Experience Kills. Cue the heavy metal thrashing music. I am your host Ben, and joining with me today to look at this bone-crunching game is Cameron.
Welcome to hell.
Oh, I did say don't do the bad Russian accent, but he could not resist. He couldn't resist. And I can understand that, because today we are looking at Redeemer Enhanced Edition, which is a weird thing to have an Enhanced Edition for, because I didn't ever know about this game. And it originally came out on Windows PC in 2017 from a small Russian studio called Sobraka Games. I believe that's what I'm just going to say. Or Sobaka Games, in conjunction with Buka Entertainment Publishing. And it was made by five guys in Russia, in Moscow and Kaliningrad. And I love the fact that I get to play games now from all around the world, and these games get to be released and enhanced, as it were, and brought to these new consoles and to new audiences, and that means way more people get to experience these, what turn out to be often, bloody awesome indie games. Now, this game is so much fun, Cam. Like, I've had a blast with this.
I've seen the gameplay, and I am jealous. You're the only one that got a code.
I'm sorry about that, but I will say, you know, after we've done talking about this here, it's out today at the time this video goes up, and I recommend checking it out, because, like I said, because the game's got Enhanced Edition, it feels like HD remake. People were going to look at that and be like, oh, it's a re-release. But I think for most people, they're never going to have come across this before. And basically, in Redeemer, you play as, of course, Vasily. You're an ex-elite special forces operative that's turned away from war and conflict and gone and lived with a bunch of monks in a monastery. And you've done that for 20 years, trying to find peace, trying to find your center and to meditate and to get in touch with the world and just become a human being again. And then all of that peace is just destroyed, shattered, pulled from you. And it's
awful. It happens, man. It happens.
It does. And it's upsetting. And it all happens in the opening moments of this game. And then you're going to just murder some fools. Like, you're going to murder all the fools. And you're going to do that in a few different ways. First of all, Redeemer has an incredibly visceral form of melee combat, which feels really, really good fun to pull off. Simplistic combos, but kind of mixed with environmental attacks. So if you're close enough to, I don't know, in the early stages of the game, like a hanging bronze bell that you might find in a monastery, you can smash the dude's, you know, your enemy's head right into that bell until it's pulped into brain juice and sprayed all over the floor, which feels, I have to say, yeah, delicious and satisfying all at once.
So you find your zen down a river of blood. Is that
that's
what you
it?
Do?
Yeah, you're gonna have to, the only way to get through peace is through war, dismemberment, and destruction, and that's the path Vasily is on, and he's very good at this, I have to say. So the other thing that I really liked about the way the melee combat works and all the combat in this game is that your health, which you have a fairly generous amount of, will get chipped away very quickly if you, say, miss a few counters or get shot from range. And the only way to regain your health is to kill the enemies, to be hyper-aggressive. And if you kill them in finishing moves and if you kill them in environmental moves, you're going to get more health back. So it really encourages you to be as balletic and as inventive as possible with your reign of destruction.
So is it, well, I don't want to say a fully destructible environment, but is there certain areas and certain things you can interact with, or is pretty much anything a viable weapon?
So you're going to be picking up melee weapons as well, so you don't just use your fists. So you'll often pick up knives and batons, and you'll use that, and you'll get them from fallen enemies. You also pick up range weapons, so everything from pistols to shotguns to rifles, and a few others in there as well. And then you're talking about the destructibility of the environment. The destructibility is mostly cosmetic, but it's enough to feel like, you know, you're wrecking a house. You're putting people through tables, you're smashing them into bookcases, you're putting them through walls sometimes. You can actually pick up things like crates and barrels and throw them at enemies as well to attack them and stun them. So, you know, there's lots of options, though it never feels overwhelming. There's enough depth that the variety is interesting, but it's not so much that it's overly complex, if you know what I mean. And it really has a nice visual style. The graphics look quite good. It's got this pullback isometric view, so you always have a good idea of what's going on in the environment, you know, and managing the enemies. And like I said, actually, it's quite challenging, especially when you get like the really hardcore enemies that are going to attack you, and you have to think about the best ways of like weakening them, of kiting the other enemies in the area, of putting them through choke points, of, you know, you've got like a counter system, a bit like Batman Arkham or something like that. So you can like counter an attack and then chain it into melee attacks, and then, you know, you're picking up a weapon off the floor and you're shooting a guy, and then you run out of bullets, so you chuck that aside and you grab a knife and you stab a guy in the face, and it's just like it all comes together really, really nicely.
I'm reading it online and it sounds so poetic. You learn the movements and attack patterns of different enemies types to perfect your parry and create a ballet of death for all those unlucky enough to oppose you. That's poetry right there. Poetry in motion, and that motion is a knife to the face.
Yeah, and it plays as good as that sounds. It really does. And they're not just talking crap there. I mean, it has the gameplay has been tuned and balanced so that you feel, yeah, no, that you can't just like go in just attack. You have to look for openings. You do need to think about the environment. You do need to think about when to use ranged weaponry, and things of, you know, there's a lot going on in there. So the other element is there is a stealth kill system in this. So sometimes it might make sense when you first go into an area to try and sneak up behind as many guys as possible and snap their necks and stab them in the face and stuff like that silently before you get spotted and deal with a lot of enemies. Because when there's a lot of guys attacking you at once, you will get overwhelmed and you will get murdered. So it's like you need to sort of manage those combat encounters using all the tools you have in your toolbox. I must say though, personally, I love picking up a hatchet or a big sledgehammer and just murking fools with them. It feels so good. It feels like what Vasily was born to do. It really does.
So natural.
It's just, you know, that's, he is a murderer, and he's the Van Gogh of destruction, and his canvas is the blood of his enemies. Yeah. Or something like that. That didn't make any sense, but you get the idea.
It made perfect sense to me. as a fellow psychotic person, absolutely.
I will mention, you know, there is like a perk leveling system in this game. It's not the strongest element of the experience, and it actually pulls you out of it a bit, where you're thinking about, oh, I want to level up shotguns and put another perk into shotguns. It's not always obvious, because there's traits and there's perks, and they're kind of the same but different. And it's not the most easy to understand menu system. And I'd kind of rather just not been doing it. I'd like, if they'd just been like, oh, you've leveled up, here's some more, you know, more abilities in this gun because you've been using it. And they just took the choice aspect out. I don't think that would have been a problem, just because things would have just been getting progressively more powerful and, you know, with new abilities. And instead it kind of forces you into this sub menus and you're like digging around a bit, trying to work out what does what. And I'm not that fussed about that. I think I'd much rather just be killing and murdering and just flying through these levels and just destroying as many fools as possible. Yeah.
So it kind of pulls you out of the action in like trying to build like, to create like a build within the game. Is that what you're sort of saying?
It's not so much a build. It's not so much a build, because you'll pick up like these abilities throughout the levels. You'll find these scrolls or tablets which can upgrade your character, and then, you know, you have a little bit of choice in there. So things like, you know, do I want to upgrade my abilities in shotgun? Do I want to upgrade my abilities in pistols? Do I want to upgrade kicks or punches or things like that? And it's just more like, I don't think I really need to do any of that. I don't really care. Just do it for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just put more. Just distribute the power when I level up, please. Thank you. That's
yeah, exactly. That's it. You know, if I've killed people a lot with environmental objects, assume I want to level up my ability to kill people with environmental objects, because it's fun to do. So just make them better and give them a new perk and just tell me what it is. I mean, I don't need to go in there and pick that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a big problem. It's not the end of the world. It's just not maybe the sort of system I would have integrated into a game of this nature. There's an arena mode, so you can just go in and practice killing in these sort of secluded non-story environments. So you can just go through waves of enemies and just get your practice your counters, practice your environmental kills, see if you can put a high score down, that kind of thing. And there's also a two-player cooperative mode, which I haven't had a chance to test because it's a pre-release. And like you said, Cameron, you don't have a code, sadly.
Thanks for reminding me.
I'm sorry about that. But I can only imagine it would be fun. I really can. So that,
from
that would
what
be...
I can read, I mean, that's kind of the main thing about this enhanced edition. I don't think the original version had the two-player co-op.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Obviously, they're both the story-driven single-player and all the kill systems and the arena mode as well. But from what I can tell, like, there's new perks with this enhanced edition, and the two-player is kind of the main thing that you'll they're kind of focusing on for it as well.
Okay, no, fair enough. Like I said, I think so few people are going to be aware of this game from 2017 that even calling it enhanced edition is a bit like, well, all right, fine, but like, what does that mean? And like, looking at the website, it's not even made clear really what are the new elements. So like, even it's not even that important to the developer, as it were, because in many ways this is going to be the first time most people have had a chance to experience this. And I think you should, if you're in the mood for like just a brawler, just for an action-packed, brutal, kinetic fighting game of this nature. This is one of the best examples of it I've played in a really long time. Don't get me wrong, I love my stories and I love my, you know, my emotional journeys in video games and open world games, but sometimes you just want to kill bad guys that deserve to die, and you get to do that a lot in Redeemer.
I like it. I approve.
So I think that brings us to the end of another episode of Experience Kills, and a hearty recommendation for Redeemer Enhanced Edition out right now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and Steam by the very talented Five Dudes. I can't believe it's Five Dudes. How good games can be made now with so few people, it's incredible. Five Dudes of Sobaka Games, and put out by Booker Entertainment Publishing. I love that this game is Russian. It's got a real Russian vibe to it, you know, the brutality and the beauty of the violence. I really love that, and I think people should definitely check this out. Obviously, you've either just watched this on a video or you've listened to it in podcast form. Either way, and most of you, I think, watch this on video, but bear in mind, you can listen to these. You can subscribe to the podcast via Spotify, via iTunes, or via the direct RSS feed. Now, to keep up to date with everything we're putting out, like, for example, we've got a podcast coming up soon, and if you don't want to miss such things, you need to follow us at Experience Kills on Twitter. You can also follow me at DIYEAT on Twitter. And Cameron, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Camelot. Be warned, it's full of rubbish.
And if you, one last thing, and if you're enjoying this stuff, if you enjoy our videos, if you enjoy anything we put out, please give us a like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. That really helps with getting word out about Experience Kills, and we can't appreciate that enough. So we'll be back soon with more games. There's always more games. It's not like it stops in the summer anymore. So we'll be back soon. So from me, Ben, I say goodbye, and from Cameron,
I says goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Sounded like the two Ronnies at the end there. It's goodbye from him and it's goodbye from me.